I am very excited. Danny, I'm not going to be the one who introduces you tonight. And the reason is because I had John calling me for 2 or 3 weeks and sending me links to Danny's, every call she did. He would send me a link. Dale, you got to call this lady. She's awesome. She's the best I've ever heard. She's inspirational. She's this, she's that. Every morning my computer screen would pop up and he'd say, you got to call this lady. So finally we did that. John has made it to the one of the top people in his company. He's become a great friend. He uses our system all the time with great success, as you just heard him talking about. So, John, I'd like to bring you out and have you do the introduction since you've been so great about introducing me to Danny.
Well, thank you, Dale. And, well, like you said, I came across Danny's link on an email that I got, and I clicked on her website, and I started listening to her trainings. And ever since then, it was about a month ago, I've listened to every call that she's been on and listened to over 30 hours of stuff on her website. And Danny, I just think you're awesome. I have my whole downline listening to you, and you're inspirational. You pump everyone up. The techniques you share with people, I mean, I've implemented them into my business and they've had great results. And I'd just like to thank you for what you do for the industry and for your enthusiasm and dedication to helping us all succeed. And it's my pleasure to introduce you to the call.
John, nice to meet you in person, or at least on the phone. This is an honor to have been able to affect an industry and affect a business the way I had no idea that I had with you.
Yeah,
so,
definitely.
Man, that is very exciting. For those of you who I have not yet had the opportunity to meet, my name is Danny Johnson. I am a child of God, a mother of 5 children, and a wife. All of that stuff right there is at least a full-time effort. Plus, I started in my network marketing career when I was 19. I first heard about the industry, got serious when I was 20, and began a business that I knew nothing about. I had absolutely no confidence, no abilities, no skill, no talent, no nothing. I was a loner all the way through high school. I was not somebody who had big dreams. I had no huge ambitions. Truly, it was an opportunity that was given to me by somebody who believed in me about something I did not even believe in myself. And started in that industry and quit my job, came in full time, not knowing anything about this type of a business, knowing nothing about business, period. And I failed my first 6 months because I had no training. I didn't have the skills, I didn't have the abilities, I didn't have anything that I truly needed to be able to succeed in the business at all. And I failed the first 6 months until I came across a training seminar that completely changed everything for me. And after attending that training seminar, I learned a whole lot about the business and a whole lot about myself and how I was to interact in this type of a business, and was truly equipped in those 2 days. And out of those 2 days, came out and made $4,000 in 8 days, brought in 25 people into my business, which was more than I had done all 6 months before. And that first seminar cost me $1,500. I had to fly, stay in a hotel, plus the fee of the seminar, plus food, all those expenses. It was expensive, and I didn't have the money, and it was very short notice. I had just a few days notice to be able to go to that training seminar, and I almost didn't go, which so blows my mind. And there's no doubt in my mind that I would have quit my business. I would have quit. There's no question that I would have quit and failed longer if I had not invested that $1,500 into my education in this business. And ever since then, I've earned a professional level of income because I got professional training and learned how to do this the right way. There's lots of different ways to do it, but I learned in a professional way how to make this happen and to turn it almost like a doctor has a profession. This was my new profession. What a blessing it's been. You heard Hans share my story that I went from living out of my car completely homeless and being $35,000 in debt. I had lost it all. I had built a nice little business, got married, and the husband that I was married to took off with everything. Drained my bank account, maxed out my credit cards, left me with a $35,000 debt. I was 50 pounds overweight, living completely homeless in Hawaii. And I was destitute in every way, shape, and form. And I really had given up on my life, my dreams. I'd lost all passion. Any bit of fire or spark that had been planted in me the year before was really just an ember is all that was left. And I remember the day I got really mad at myself for allowing my life to go where it went. And once I got to that place of just being mad, and I stepped out on faith to try again, to try just one more time, and made $2,000 the first 10 hours, the next month, actually the next 30 hours, it wasn't a complete month, made $6,500. The next month was 10 grand. That was my first full-time month. I'd walked away from a cocktail waitressing position and made over $10,000 working hard and made a tremendous amount of money. I was 21 years old at the time, broke all the international sales records inside that company that had about 400,000 active distributors in 15 different countries around the world. And it was a $2 billion company. That was a shocker, 21. No education. All I had was some training the year before that taught me how to take my business seriously and how to really work it like a business and give it the same kind of respect and honor that, let's see, the president of IBM has given his company. Went on to make $250,000 that year in that business, and within 2 years made my first $1 million and went on to do that a couple more times as well. Now, this all happened in my 20s, which is amazing. In the midst of having 5 children, getting married, also started my own network marketing company in 1992, sold that company in 1996, retired in 1999, and then was forced to come out of retirement last year because of somebody who just had heard about my reputation in the training venue in the form of First Steps to Success, who said, "You've got to be helping people."